And a very warm welcome to Smart City's Happiness Masterclass. I'm Carolyn Bennett, Smart City's Happiness Expert, and it is wonderful for you to join me on a six-week journey to inner happiness today. So today's lesson number one, where I'll be introducing you to one of the simplest yet most powerful techniques to unlock your own inner happiness. This masterclass is designed to help you rediscover the happiness inside of you, even amongst the frantic and stressful times that life presents sometimes. So these happiness feelings are already inside of us, by the way. They're just waiting to be liberated, bringing you the quality of life that you may yearn for at times. So well done for showing up for you. Your future self is going to be so grateful that you've taken this time out today. Each session, I'll be introducing you to simple, tried and tested techniques, which are all designed to help you become the creator of your own happiness. So let's all pop a big smile on our face, because happiness starts with smiling, and sometimes you've got to fake it until you make it. So nice big cheesy grin all around. So let's first of all have a look what stands in our way of happiness. So simply put, stress. Stress is the biggest blocker of happiness. And it is important to remember that stress is also normal. You know, everybody at some point experiences feelings of stress. Stress often is triggered by major life changes. So you might relate to some of these, such as the loss of a loved one, relationship breakups, you know, financial pressures, expectations from friends and family or work, and sometimes even the pressure that we put on ourselves. You know, there's so many different types of stresses these days. This is why it's even more important that you're here in this masterclass, finding proactive ways to release and connect to your own happiness that is already inside of you. But all of these stresses I've mentioned, they can all add up and have a big impact on our happiness if not properly managed, which is why I'm going to share with you some tools and techniques over the next 6 weeks on how to manage those so that you can release more of your happy hormones. So our physical and emotional responses to the pressures and stresses of life are often shown through our body, and they do have an effect on our happiness. In times of stress, we tend to tense up. Our blood pressure may rise, our heart rate increases, we perspire, our metabolism changes, our breathing rates become shallow, which restricts the flow of oxygen into our body, which, by the way, is vital for well-being and well-being, aka happiness. And as we can see from this list, the ill effects of stress have a negative impact on our body, mind, and well-being. And during a stress response, so a reactive response, we secrete certain hormones like adrenaline, cortisol, lactate, and they all cause uncomfortable bodily responses. These hormones, they alter autonomic nervous functions, giving our body extra energy, which is great. You know, if we're facing a lion in the bush in Africa, it also gives us the strength then, of course, to run away from the lion or the stress. But every day, this is very toxic for our system, and being in survival mode is no fun. And how lovely that we are here today in order to learn tools and techniques to get us into thriving. So first of all, what are the building blocks for happiness? Because it's important to create strong foundational roots of happiness so that we can maintain this inner happiness and strength no matter what curveballs life throws at us at times. So today I'm going to introduce you to one of the simplest yet most powerful techniques we have. And best of all, it's free. So this, my friends, is breath work. Breathing is something we do all the time. We don't even have to think about it. So let's have a look at why bringing our awareness to our breath can be so beneficial at increasing our happiness. Let's do a little awareness exercise before we deep dive. So just make sure through any of the awareness exercises in this full masterclass series that you're not operating any machinery, you're not driving a car. If not, you can always come back to this a little bit later on. But take a moment now to notice your natural breath, and I encourage you not to change it. Just because you're bringing awareness to it Don't change it. Just notice how you are currently breathing. Notice how the breath moves in your body. You might not even be able to detect much movement at all. And if you do, you might notice it's mainly in your chest. And now take a deep breath in. And as you do so, you might feel your chest rise and possibly the shoulders beginning to move up towards your ears as well. And for many of us, this is how we breathe most of the time. These short, shallow breaths that are mainly in our chest activate the shoulders moving up towards our ears and often irregular. And these short, shallow breath patterns are associated with negative and stressful emotional states. And it doesn't use the full potential of our lungs, and certainly does not give a good injection into our bloodstream of oxygen, which feeds all the vital organs of our body, which are so important for well-being. So let's take a look at how the breath and our emotions are linked. If we're feeling stressed, tired and run down, we're more likely to notice that our breath will mirror that, just like the awareness exercise we did. But this is lucky because it also works the other way. We can positively manipulate our breath to change how we feel. Ah, this is good news because it means we're not stuck with all these stressful feelings and uncomfortable bodily responses. We can actually proactively do something about that. So by using breathwork consciously and by practicing slower, deeper, more regular breathing patterns, you're going to notice that it has a whole load of benefits on your mind and your body. So with our breath being tied to our nervous system, let's take a look at how it's set up. So our automated nervous system has two parts. It has the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system is a stress response. It diverts energy away from happiness, and that can be handy in situations when your life depends on it and you need to move quickly, when you're running away from the lion in the bush, for example. But the trouble is, our stress response is activated much of the time these days. We have tight deadlines at work, family crises or feuds, traffic jams, constant notifications from technology, and even watching the news can activate the stress response. When we are constantly stressed out, our sympathetic nervous system is overactivated, and this causes a weakening of our immune system and then creates stress-related illnesses as a result. In order to connect to happiness and release happiness hormones, it is important we learn how to proactively activate the parasympathetic nervous system. And this can be done by using conscious breathing techniques to elicit our relaxation response. The parasympathetic nervous system brings our body into rest, into relaxation, and into restore. And this really is the doorway to happiness. So I thought today I could introduce you to a really simple belly breathing technique. As I said before, please make sure you don't use any of these techniques while you're driving or operating machinery. So if you need to pause the recording, you can do now. However, in time, you will be able to use these breathing techniques in ordinary everyday life. When you're at the queue at the post office, when you're waiting at the traffic lights, when you're sat on the bus. But for now and for the purpose of this, if it's okay and easy for you to do so, I'd like you just to close your eyes. This particular form of breathwork, the belly breathwork, naturally slows down the breath and activates the parasympathetic nervous system. So you can be standing or sitting for this. Either way, just make sure you're comfortable and that your posture is good. And bring your spine so it's nice and tall, and your shoulders and your neck are relaxed down. We've got the femur muscles in our neck, which when they are tense, it activates the stress response. So take a moment now just to give yourself permission to relax your neck and your shoulders down. And begin now to make space for your breath in your life. When you're ready, take in a slow, long, deep breath in through your nose. Of course, unless you've got a cold or other breathing restrictions, then breathe in through your mouth, but where you can, breathe in through your nose. And allow this to be a natural breath. It doesn't need to be any strain with this, just a slow, natural breath in through your nose. And as you're breathing in, notice where you feel that breath moving in your body and how it's moving. Is it short? Is it shallow? Is it uneven? And now place one hand on your abdomen, just above your belly button. And gradually start to lengthen and deepen your breath. And as you do so, breathing into all the four corners of your belly. This is where you can allow yourself to have that Buddha belly. And just allow your tummy muscles to completely relax down as you're breathing in the air and your belly expands like a balloon. And feel your belly rise on the inhale as you fill up your belly. And relax on the exhale, all the while just allowing your neck and shoulder muscles to stay relaxed, soft as foam. And make the in and the exhale similar lengths. You can start to count if it makes it a bit easier for you to keep a track. You can count up to 5 to start with, but eventually you might like to lengthen that amount. But go with what feels comfortable. The point of this is to enjoy slow, relaxed, deep breaths in, relaxing breaths out, not putting any extra stress or strain on yourself or your body. Slow, controlled, deep breath in through your nose for the count of 5. And a slow, controlled exhale through your mouth for the count of 5. Allowing your neck and shoulder muscles to relax down. Just allow your body to become slightly heavier. And again, slow, controlled, deep breath in through your nose. And a slow, controlled exhale through your mouth, allowing your neck and shoulder muscles and any other muscles in your body you might notice are tense, allow them to relax down too. And bring that little smile to your face. When you smile, it activates the part of your brain which is responsible for happiness. And even if you don't feel like smiling right now, just fake it until you make it. But you may feel like giving a really big cheesy grin right now too. And if your eyes aren't closed, you may want to close your eyes and focus on your breath. Slow, controlled, long, deep breaths in through your nose. Slow, controlled exhale through your mouth. Allowing your muscles and bones in your body to relax down. And one more time. Slow, controlled deep breath in. Counting for yourself now. And it's important to know that if your mind wanders, that's okay. That's exactly what our minds are designed to do. Just bring your awareness and your attention back to your breath. And this gives your mind a wonderful opportunity to relax. Whereas constantly thinking and making decisions and problem solving, we burn a huge amount of glucose in our brain. And it does leave us feeling tired and run down. And by you focusing on your breath, you're giving your brain that little bit of relaxation time, and you will find that the breath work is actually very energizing. It creates clarity of thought, it energizes and makes you feel calmer and better, which then equates to higher levels of happiness. So you can start with 5 or so minutes of this a day, but I invite you to inject this into your daily routine wherever and wherever possible. And now, with a bigger smile on my face, having thoroughly enjoyed this time with you, I look forward to meeting you back for our next happiness masterclass, number 2. And in the meantime, happy breathing.